Let's talk holy childhood, and we won't be able to get away with not talking about pies, right?
We'll talk about pies if you really want to.
Sure. Come on. We have Brian Wirth and Lori Otto here from Holy Childhood. First, maybe give a background of Holy Childhood in case people aren't familiar with the school in Henrietta.
Great. Holy Childhood started in 1946. We've been serving the Rochester community for over 75 years. We serve children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We've got a number of adult programs. We have our school program. The adult program has grown a lot over the last couple of years. We now have about 14 adult programs.
Wow.
Yeah. Including
when you say programs, what kind of stuff?
Programs and services. So we have day habilitation services. We have day habilitation without walls. This group goes out in the community, maybe to the public market, goes around town, rides the bus, goes to different places. So they're really community oriented, mm-hmm. the without walls group. Then we have some day programs for seniors that are right inside the Holy Childhood campus. Pre-vocational programs. They
workforce
do
workforce development, pre-vocational training, partners right. with industry. We do a lot of fulfillment work there. We've got a number of folks working there that do fulfillment jobs for different companies.
Well, it's kind of like Special Touch Bakery, right? You guys started your own bakery to employ.
Absolutely. Right? The bakery started as a training program within Holy Childhood School Program. Baking was a great task for the students to do. The older students had a lot of steps to it. And here we are, Special Touch Bakeries on Mount Reed Boulevard. We've been there for 5 years in a 21,000 square foot facility, and we're nationwide.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't think people realize or they don't think about is they always hear about children with developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Children grow up.
They do.
These children grow up and they get old.
They do, and they want a place to work.
Well, we also have senior programs for folks that are retired. So, you know, it's that continuum from school right through adulthood up to retirement.
Right.
No kidding.
And they want a job. They want to make money. They want to buy the same things that we get.
They have the same desires.
Sure they do.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's part of what we do. I mean, as far as the school program, one of our focuses is not only the education and math and all that stuff,
sure.
but preparing them for adulthood and preparing them for the workforce as they graduate.
Right, right.
So if you think of the school, starts out with, you know, kindergarten classes on up through high school. We have community classrooms that are housed off the Holy Childhood campus within the community on Jefferson Road at the Genesee Regional Market. And they spend a lot of time out of the building learning about, you know, shopping and going to restaurants and how to pay for things and just to get them ready for adulthood.
Right, right.
And then job training programs within the Genesee Regional Market at the businesses there, like Lori's Natural Foods.
Right,
You know, some of the other businesses there that take on our students and give them job training.
So if somebody sees one of your clients out there that probably came through your program and got that job
Absolutely.
Because of you guys, right?
Very possibly, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of employers in town, too, that look for you guys for help, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They make great employees.
Absolutely.
Great employees.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we have partners with industry right on our next to our campus. It's part of one of our programs. And the focus that the folks that work there have is amazing. I mean, you come in, it's funny because you come in with a lot of businesses and, you know, a guest comes in and everybody stops. And the people that are working there are just so focused. It's like nothing's even happened. They're working.
They're on task.
They've got jobs to do. And they just do it. It's really amazing.
What kind of different businesses utilize your clients?
Well, there's a number of them. One is Xerox. We put together chipsets for Xerox for some of their products out in the field. We work for
Ford Gum.
We do a lot of packaging for Ford Gum. The little baseballs with a couple, three or four pieces of bubble gum in it.
Oh,
or,
no kidding.
You know, when you get, you know, the bats with gum
right.
in it,
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. And then there's a couple other people we do work for around the holidays. There's this, I don't remember the name of the company, but there's this like wreath and it's covered in bird seed. And we package that up.
Thousands and thousands
and pallets full of these things that we package, shrink wrap, package, and then send back to them and for them to distribute.
What kind of numbers are we talking as far as your clientele starting from kindergarten to seniors?
Right now, we've got 111 students in the school program. We've got 14 programs in the adult program that serves about 110 adults.
Wow.
But what, going back to the jobs thing, what great ambassadors for these companies to have our folks working there. They are so happy to be there, like Brian was just saying. Love their job, love being in contact with people and meeting new people and being social. And it's just a great program all the way around.
A lot of smiles.
At
work.
And very happy.
That's cool. But Special Touch Bakery, people are familiar with your pies, but your pies are out there now.
They're out there nationwide. We're shipping nationwide.
Are they really?
Yeah. We're up and down the eastern seaboard. Yeah. We ship to Texas. We ship to California. We've really expanded our market footprint across the country.
I got to take you up on the tour. You guys have always offered me the tour.
I can't believe you haven't been.
I can't. I haven't. I mean, I don't know why. I just got to find the right time, I guess.
You will be completely amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing.
Mount Reed, right?
Yep. Right on Mount Reed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Next door.
Give us a call. We'll bring you over anytime.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see it.
I've been around that bakery.
I love the pies. I know
they're delicious. And I've been around that bakery for 5 years, and I still am amazed every time I walk in there and watch what's going on.
How many pies are they making?
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, we used to do 17,000 pies out of the little school kitchen we had, and now we're doing hundreds of thousands of pies.
No kidding.
We do work for Wegmans.
Right.
And some other brands, all around the country. Plus, we have our own brand, you know, the Special Touch brand. So, yeah.
And it's a revenue source.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
It will be.
I mean,
long the plan is to, once it becomes profitable, it will send back some of its profits to Holy Childhood and help us offset some of our needs as far as our shortfall that we have in our budget at the school.
Right. Because I imagine you're not billing your clients to come to school, right?
Well, what happens is the school districts reimburse us for the kids that come that are placed by the school district in our programs.
Right. Gotcha.
At least for the school program.
Right, right.
And the physical. So the adult programs are Medicaid funded to a great extent.
Right.
And but there's still a shortfall every year.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's still that gap between programs and services and revenue.
Because you must employ the teachers in the counselors and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So how many
we have administrative staff?
We have 185 staff working at Holy Childhood at that campus. And then we've got a number of staff working at the Special Touch Bakery.
So, so you're talking a couple hundred people. Then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Easy.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. I know that. I've been involved with it for. I think I've been involved with it before you guys were there.
Absolutely, yeah, you were.
As a matter of fact.
Yes. Yep.
So, there's a big event coming up. It's a little later in the year than usual, but we're all glad it's just back, right?
Yeah, we did. Used to do it in March, and then last year we did a to-go event in April, this year we moved it back to May, just to give us a little more cushion, get us through the winter months, if you will. Hopefully, we're a little more spring type weather. But it's the 9th annual Wegmans Wine at Center Ice at the Belgrade's Iceplex, and the exciting part about this year is that we're back in person.
Right,
we're going to be back at the event in person, tasting beer, wine, spirits, and food from some of the great vendors around Rochester.
This is I've emceed this event before, and it's so wonderful because the food you're just going around sampling all these different. Really good foods.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the beer and wine, you can't go wrong.
We have somewhere around between 40 and 45 vendors. And it's not one of those tastings where you go and you know, the guy next to the wine is selling you a gutter guard, you know. it's all food, beer, wine, and spirits.
I know I can call the gutter guard guy if you want.
No, that's okay. We're good. You know, but it really is truly a tasting experience. And again, some of the great restaurants around Rochester.
Oh, man, I've had some amazing food.
Poli Guglielmo is going to be doing something with a sauce. Madeline's Catering, Rome Cafes, obviously Special Touch Bakery, Wegmans, and many, many more. Wegmans comes in and they put out sushi, and it's just fantastic.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that was a big hit
the
last time.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've got wineries. We've got several wineries right now. We've got three or four or five folks that are going to do beer, and we've got spirits. We've got Tito's Vodka. We've got
North some hard
Distillery.
Cider.
We've got,
some hard cider, which is popular.
Blue Toad. Yeah, Blue Toad, they're real good.
So, you know, Iron Smoke, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's really a nice variety of things and something for everybody's palate, everybody's taste.
And we still have room for some more vendors. If anybody out there thinks they want to come and be a part of our tasting, they can give us a call at Holy Childhood, 359-3710, and just let us know that you're interested in being a vendor.
Yeah, ask for
the
development department, and we'd be more than happy to sign you up. We're signing up more vendors every day.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, I think we're up to like 25, but we'll be in between 40 and 45
vendors. Between now and May 6th. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the restaurants and the vendors kind of wait like a month before. It's hard to lock them in early because that's just how they plan. And we get between 500 and 600 people at this event. Yeah. And we have some fun and games. We're actually not going to be on the ice this year. They've taken the ice down.
Oh,
which
really?
Is kind of nice because it does get
no
cold.
Zamboni rides?
No Zamboni rides. It does get cold on your feet.
Oh, man, I ain't going.
You know, they put that turf down over the ice. But it's kind of nice. I was there the other day. I had the golf thing, and it was nice. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to still have some fun at games. We're going to still do Scoro.
Okay.
Even though we don't have ice, you know, we're going to buy some pucks that we can use and a couple other things,
And your wife throws the pucks at you.
Yes, she does.
That's always my favorite part.
One of the great things for vendors is they have the opportunity to sell their product at the event if they want to.
Sure.
So if you're wine tasting or whatever and you find a bottle that you really like, your vendor will sell it to you.
Yeah, all our licenses that we take allow vendors to actually sell cash and carry stuff to go home. So that's nice, and that's a big deal for vendors. You know, I mean, if you taste a wine and you like it, you can buy a bottle right there. Or if you taste a beer that you like, you can buy a 4-pack or a 6-pack right there and take it home with you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And is it true my boys, the dogs, are playing?
The dogs are playing, and they are fantastic. You know, they did that event for us a while back at Iron Smoke, and they're just so excited to come back and play at this event. So it's, you know, live music. We actually, it runs from 6 to 10. From 6 to 7 is our VIP hour. So if you buy a VIP ticket, you come in early, get that extra hour. There's hand-passed hors d'oeuvres, and there's shrimp cocktail, and all kinds of really cool stuff for that extra VIP hour. And then from 7 to 10 is, you know, the general admission tickets. And you can go to Holy Childhood. .org/events, and you can find our ticket site there and purchase tickets.
You beat me to it. I was going to ask, where do we get the tickets?
Yeah.
That's the way, huh?
Make it easy.
So the dogs, by the way, if people aren't familiar, they just won the Jefferson Award for public service. They've raised over $125,000 for community events in different organizations around the community. And that's all they do, is they just do charity events, and they're really nice guys.
They're a great group of people.
And you know what? They play that fun music from
the hits, man.
Yeah, from the 70s and 80s, and it's just a good time.
They always try to get me to get up there and do the YMCA, though. I hate that song.
I've seen you up there doing the YMCA.
I hate that song. I refuse.
I go to the YMCA, but that's about it.
I refuse to do that song with them anymore. I do shout with them now. That's my
Well, that's
shout.
I heard about your shout a few weeks back.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I actually gatored like an animal house. Yeah. Yeah, I did that. I did that. What else should we know about anything else coming up for Holy Childhood? We got a golf tournament.
Got our golf tournament June 20th at Midvale Country Club. You can go to the same website and sign up for that. You're going to be there.
I'll be there, yes.
I can't wait. And a couple of our other good friends.
I'm usually at Wine at Center Ice, but I had a commitment.
You were predisposed.
Yes, I had a commitment.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We still love you.
Thank you. Well, maybe you'll invite me next year.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if your wife's invited to go, and you can go do your thing, and she can come over with us and have some beer and tasting.
I'll let her know. Let her know. So what else should we know? Anything else we need to know that's up and coming for Holy Childhood? I mean,
we also have a ladies' golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
Ladies only, and that's back. That's in July. I want to say July 25th.
I like that idea.
And that's a good idea. Really, you know, it's a nice event. It's women only, and you can play a competitive two-girl best ball format. Or you can play a scramble. So it's actually two tournaments in one, depending on which one you want to play. At the same time, you know, it's...
Is that going to be Midvale too?
No, that's at Penfield.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun.
That's a nice course.
It's a great day.
And it's 8 a.m. start, so you're done after lunch, or you're home by 2.
Nice.
And it's really a lot of fun. And if you're a woman golfer... Go to holychildhood.org/events. There's a website there. It'll tell you about the sign up. And it's just a great time.
And I just want to remind anybody, if you're ever looking for a pie, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the pies, but they're known worldwide good they are.
Absolutely. I mean, 359 Bake.
Whose recipe was it? Do we know?
You know, it was actually Shirley's recipe. She's the woman that started the program. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it's been tweaked and so forth. And
for mass production, probably, purposes.
You know, new varieties
have
been introduced.
We've added, we started with apple pie.
Sure. And it was just apple, right?
Yeah,
right.
Now we've got apple corn. Like 30, 40 different varieties.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, we got cannoli, and we've got,
Chocolate peanut butter.
And
wow.
All the cream pies.
A lot of different stuff.
You probably know at the Iron Smoke Distillery event, we made Special Touch Bakery made pies featuring the Rattlesnake Rosie's bourbon.
Right.
For special events like that, we can incorporate the Iron Smoke product into the pies and do some little special things. And there's a lot of flexibility there.
Right. But I just encourage people, if they're ever shopping and
Absolutely.
They wanted to pick up a pie, look for the Special Touch Bakery pie.
Easter's coming. Yep. 359
And there's a lot of local vendors a lot of local places that sell the Special Touch pie.
Oh, up in my neck of the woods, Amon's has
Amon's, absolutely. Yeah. They've been a long time customer.
Yeah, yeah. So we get them up there.
Yeah.
So Wegmans Wine at Center Ice is Friday, May 6th. It's all the proceeds benefit Holy Childhood. It's the 9th annual. It's Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. And the website again, holychildhood.org.
/events.
And we're in person.
In person.
In person, I mean,
and the dogs are going to be playing.
It's I am so looking forward to it. Last year we did the to-go event, and it was fun.
It was fun.
But you miss that camaraderie and hanging out with people and just having a good time.
Yeah, and it's and you get to go around and talk to the people that make the food.
Exactly. Right. And you can ask the vendors about, the wine and what.
Right. That's the one thing, especially with wine, you want to discuss it. Wine and beer people, they like to talk about what they're tasting.
It's great to be able to feature all these local businesses and these local vendors. It's a great opportunity.
All right. Any last words, Brian?
We appreciate your time.
Good, Lori.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much for having us.
And we're going to miss you this year.
Well, I'm in there in spirit. Let's put it that way. All right. 9th annual Wegmans Wine at Center Ice, Friday, May 6th at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Proceeds for Holy Childhood. Brian Worth, Lori Otto, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
I got to go buy a pie now.
Yes.
Come to the bakery. Come to the bakery, do a tour. We may be able to help you out.
Can you buy them right there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, guys. Good luck.
Thanks.